Today is Thursday, February 20th, 2020, and it is 9 a.m. President Senator Hughes, Senator Costello, and myself, Stevens. We have a quorum to conduct business, so today we're going to be hearing Senate Bill 149 relating to high school start times, and my intention is to hear it, set it aside for future review. Any questions or comments from the committee before we start? Well, thank you. Let's move on then to Senate Bill 149. Ask Senator Costello for an introduction. Opening comments, Senator Costello.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm really excited to have this bill heard today. I've been watching poll results online with a poll that was started by a high school student, and the numbers are just going up basically by the hour. And, you know, that's something to consider is the groundswell of support for legislation, I think, is something that, you know, we do take into account. And so it's exciting. And, again, I appreciate you having the bill on the calendar today. We'll be hearing it. And I have my university intern is here to present the bill for us, Katie McCall. And also Colette Schroeder will be sitting next to her running the PowerPoint.
Thank you very much, Senator. If you would come forward, please, and put your names on the record, and we're pleased to have Senator Cochran with us. No, 1 minute maybe.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here today. For the record, my name is Katie McCall, intern for Senator Costello. Today, we're going to be introducing Senate Bill 149, which we've affectionately nicknamed the Smart Start Bill. This is an act relating to the start time of a day in session for public high schools. All right. Senate Bill 149, or Smart Start, would change the start time for high schools in the state of Alaska so that they begin the school day at 8:30 a.m. or later. The aim of this legislation is to improve academic achievement in our state by ensuring students are alert and adequately prepared for the school day. Medical research has shown strong support for later start times, particularly in high schools.
Yeah, just pull the mic closer, if you will. Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
Right ahead.
Adolescent sleep deprivation is a growing concern that has adverse impacts on student health and, in turn, student success in the classroom. The health, behavior, and safety of adolescents are negatively affected when they have not had adequate sleep. The National Sleep Foundation supports the theory that teenagers ages 13 to 19 experience a biological shift in their natural circadian rhythms. Adolescents' natural sleep patterns result in a late-to-bed, late-to-rise cycle. In adolescents, the brain chemical melatonin is secreted from 11 p.m. until 8 a.m. Early school start times interrupt the natural sleep pattern of teenagers, and students are in class when their brains and their bodies are still in biological sleep mode. Teenagers already face disproportionately high mortality rates. Motor vehicle accidents are a significant contributor to these rates, and driving while drowsy only increases the likelihood of an accident. According to Dr. Perry Class's article, which is in your packet, sleeping less than 4 hours puts you at the same risk as driving with double the legal alcohol limit. Teen drivers are already inexperienced behind the wheel, but sleep-deprived teenagers become an even greater hazard to themselves and others. There are examples of districts that have seen positive results after moving to a later start time. The school start time study followed two Minneapolis area districts who changed their high school start times from 7:20 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. in one district and from 7:20 a.m. to 8:40 a.m. in another. This study discovered many positive benefits, including improved attendance and enrollment rates, less sleeping in class, less student-reported depression, fewer student visits to school counselors for behavior and peer issues, and more even temperament at home. The school's start time study was a longitudinal study, and it revealed that the later school start time had lasting positive impacts that continued to persist over time. After the later start time was implemented, students continued to go to bed at the same time. Additionally, the later start time did not affect enrollment in after-school sports and activities or increase transportation costs. There is also research to support the theory that students perform better later in the day. According to the Oxford Handbook of Infant, Child, and Adolescent Sleep and Behavior, high school students tend to perform better in courses that meet later in the day and perform better on cognitive tests when they are given in the afternoon. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine recommends that teenagers aged 13 to 18 years should regularly sleep 8 to 10 hours per day for good health. Adolescents who do not get enough sleep are more likely to be overweight, not engage in daily physical activity, suffer from symptoms of depression, engage in unhealthy risk behaviors such as drinking, smoking tobacco, and using illicit drugs, and perform poorly in school. The Juneau School District has already implemented later start times in their high schools. Juneau Douglas High School begins at 9:15 and ends at 3:45 p.m. Thunder Mountain High School begins at 9:15 a.m., ends at 3:45 p.m. as well. And the Native Language Immersion School, forgive me for not trying to pronounce that, begins at 8:30 a.m. and ends at 3 p.m. A Fairbanks Daily Newsminer article reported that the Fairbanks North Scarborough School District recently hired a researcher to survey approximately 3,000 parents, teachers, students, and students, staff, and community members. According to that survey, 65% of respondents indicated they would be supportive or very supportive of changing start times. There have also been past proposals to implement later start times. A 2018 KTUU article discusses the Anchorage School Board's consideration of a proposal to change school start times. The proposal consisted of changing high school start times to 8 a.m. until 2:30 p.m., elementary schools to 8:45 a.m. to 3:15 p.m., and middle schools to 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. ASD said later start times would improve performance, attendance, and graduation rates for middle and high school students. That's the presentation I have for you today. I'd be happy to answer any questions if I can. And thank you for allowing me to testify today.
Thank you very much, Katie. So districts can do this on their own right now, is that correct?
Right.
And this would mandate that they change their times. Is that right?
Chair Stevens, that's correct. It would make it so that they can't begin, high schools cannot begin prior to 8:30 if they wanted to do a time after 8:30. For instance, you know, Douglas High School starts at 9:15. They could do that, but 8:30 would be the earliest that high schools could begin.
And districts would still have that opportunity to make their choice. This would just, it's a recommendation, is that?
Yes, correct? This would create a minimum, basically, the earliest, or, yeah.
Thank you, Katie. Appreciate your testimony. Mm-hmm. Senator Hughes.
Thank you, and good morning, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Katie. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Just wondering, Anchorage School District took the matter up, it sounds like 2 years ago. Have they made any decision, do you know, to change? I was just checking Chugiak High School. I have students that feed into that, and there looks like they're still starting at 7:30 in the morning. So are they planning to transition? Or
through the chair, Senator Hughes, I do know that that proposal ultimately was unsuccessful, but there was considerable support, especially from students and parents. It just didn't pass at the time, but there was quite a big movement, and a lot of students are still fighting for that.
Follow up?
Please, Senator.
I can't imagine a survey to students where every student would want it to start at a later time. So that doesn't surprise me. Do you happen to know why and the reason the Anchorage School District didn't move forward with it with the considerable support? Was it a cost factor, the busing cost? I think that is one of the challenges in my area.
Through the chair, Senator Hughes, I think logistics, busing is a considerable barrier to this. But as you've seen, there are successful examples. For instance, in Juneau, they have figured out a way to make it work. And I think it comes down to deciding whether they need to change elementary times, middle school times, because obviously a lot of districts do share buses. So that's kind of part of the reason this bill only affects the high school start time, and it leaves the rest up to the district, the local control, for them to decide what works best for them.
Thank you. Questions, comments, Senator Costello?
Yes, thank you. If we could go back to slide 6. And I actually, I don't really want to make light of the fact that students are asking for this themselves. There was a student at West High School, Matthew Park, and I'm reading from his change.org survey, which is still live, and it's actually been going up hour by hour. He wrote, "As the next school year approaches, the daunting idea of yet another year of heavy workloads and lack of sleep crosses the minds of thousands of high school students around Anchorage. With the first classes of the day starting at 7:30 a.m., students are exhausted, unfocused, and held back from performing to the best of their academic abilities." And as we talk about start time for school, it always comes up, well, don't the local districts have the ability to make that change? Don't we have a system in Alaska of local control? We do. However, we also have a Senate Education Committee. If we left every single decision up to the districts, we wouldn't have a need for this committee. We just moved a bill out of this committee that told districts mandates to them how to teach reading, how to get more reading specialists in front of the classroom. And the frustration that I have is when we look around at some of the chronic problems that we have in the state of Alaska, we have a state where we have high preponderance of depression among youth. We have school results that are lacking. We have issues with, with all sorts of things that that are happening in our schools. And so I want to take a moment and actually quote from a woman, Elisa Alexia, who wrote about this. She said, and it's in our packet, "Starting school later is perhaps the single greatest investment you can make in education, health, and safety of high school students in Alaska. The American Medical Association, Centers for Disease Control, and the American Association of Pediatrics all endorse high school start times be no earlier than 8:30 a.m. based on solid research demonstrating the profound improvements that starting later can have on mental health, learning, and safety." And Mr. Chair, as you know, I actually have a Master of Arts in Education, and I've been a nationally recognized high school teacher. I've taught in 3 districts in the state of Alaska. When I was receiving my degree, I learned that in education, a new idea, often research-backed, takes 32 years to reach the classroom. There's always a hesitancy to make a change in education, and I always thought it's because it's so important that we are slow to make that change. In medicine, that turnaround time is 3 years. And in the state of Alaska, probably one of the best departments that provides a service to Alaska is the Department of Fish and Game, which is almost entirely based on research and supported research for their policies. So my question to us as an education committee is, if we can manage our fisheries with research-based policies and get great results, why can't we also use research-based policies for our students? When something as simple as saying to districts, when you go to put your schedule together, the earliest you can have high school start is 8:30. In Juneau, they used local control and they decided, you know, we want it to start later than that, and so they did. And you're going to hear a lot of opposition to this idea. The opposition is going to be that something of this nature will affect sports. It will be that the bus schedule can't accommodate this kind of a change. And I don't want to make light of that opposition, but I also have to say that at a certain point, we owe it to our students to put them first. When there's reams of research that says simply starting the day at 8:30 or later has incredible benefits to our students, you know, I challenge this committee to really take a serious look at this, and that's why I do appreciate that you had the hearing today, Mr. Chair. And Kate, I think you did a great job, so thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Costello. It's a very serious subject, and I appreciate you bringing it before us. Looking at my own experience, my high school and college always started ungodly early, and it was difficult, you know, to be up and be ready and be attentive at early in the morning. Graduate school is always much more reasonable. I mean, start at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was a good time. I suppose you wouldn't be up to a friendly amendment to add the Senate to this. Thank you very much, Katie. Any further comments?
Actually, one thing, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Please, yes.
Another thing to consider as well, just from my experience as a high school student, there are also activities that go on before school. So even if a school does start at 7:30, there are often students that are there at 6 a.m., 6:30 in the morning. That was my experience. And those same students do activities after school as well. And that becomes a pretty long day. So I think that's another thing to keep in mind, that even if you do move the start time to 8:30, students will likely still be there at 7:30, but at least they're not there at 6:30 or or earlier. So I just wanted to put that on the record.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yes, Senator Cotton.
Maybe for the presenter or the sponsor, how many districts have taken advantage of the voluntary movement? I know we have talked about daylight savings time many, many times down here, and really sometimes with regard to students and their activity. So it would seem to me like those that are on the far reaches of the daylight savings time question may very well want to take advantage, and I would just wonder if any have, or if what the range is in Alaska.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, please, Katie.
Senator Coghill, I did reach out to Department of Education Early Development, and the answer I received was that they don't have data on the specific districts and the start times that they all have, so I don't have that answer for you now, but I will look into trying to get it. I did try, but.
All right. Well, maybe we could ask the department to help us out there.
We can ask the department, yes. Thank you. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
Further comments, Senator Costello? Well, thank you very much for introducing the bill. We have no invited testimony. We will move on to public testimony. Anyone in the room that would care to come forward and testify at this time? Mr. Wooten, I'd ask you to come forward, and I understand you have a couple of guests. If nothing else, would you introduce them for us?
Yes, Chair Stevens, thank you. I'm very proud to introduce two of my guests today. My granddaughter, Lyric, Lyric lives in Anchorage, and her friend Liberty, who lives in North Pole, and they are here to job shadow me this week and for a civics project for their school, and they will be reporting that as part of their thing. I know civics is near and dear to your heart, and so please, Lyric and Liberty.
Thank you, young ladies. Very pleased to have you with us, and I'm sure you've been busy job shadowing. And Mr. Wooten, he's an integral part of our education system here in Alaska. Any comments on the bill, Mr. Wooten?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Association of Alaska School Boards doesn't have a resolution on this, and so Actually, I'm not authorized to comment either for or against the bill, but I have done quite a bit of research on this bill about the and many of the same things that were presented by your interns. So I will be sending a communication out to my members so that they can provide input during public testimony.
Very good. Thank you very much, Mr. Wooden. Maybe Mr. Please, before you go, we have a question, Senator Cockhill.
Since your association is pretty broad, maybe they would be able to indicate the start times in any discussion that has happened with the districts.
Yes, through the chair, Senator Cockhill. That's I intend to mention that, and perhaps we can supplement the department's information to the committee.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Wooten.
Thank you.
Good to see you here this early in the morning.
Better than the House
Education. Thank you. We know that. Any further public testimony? If not, we will hold this bill open for a later date. A written testimony can always be submitted at any time by emailing senate.education@akleg.gov. Any other comments from the committee or from the sponsor? Thank you very much. I'll set Senate Bill 149 aside for further review. Tomorrow's meeting of the Senate Education Committee has been canceled. If there's no further business to come before us, we are adjourned at 9:22.